Maduch a regular baal mum. A kohen that's a baal mum. Shoichel, he's allowed to eat from the kochim. Still, im ovat chilo, if a baal mum does the avoida, the pasuk says clearly, he's mechalo the avoida. If so, oinein, a kohen that's an oinein. She'ein oichel, he has no right to eat from kochim. Rashi says, v'chsib lo yachalti b'yoini, you're not allowed to eat from kochim when you're an oinein. If so, an oinein that has a bigger soul than a baal mum, they're not allowed to even eat from the kochim. Is so, Einar din isn't it a svaro shimovat chilul? That if he does the avoid the koyin, that's an oinein. If he would do the avoid the for sure, he would be mechalo the avoid. Samara says no. You can ask a question on this. Ma le baal mum shekein also boy craven kemakrivin. Maybe a baal mum is a bigger type of a psul, because you see, even on the korban itself is a psul of a baal mum. Not only in the koyin, but even in the korban, also the animal cannot be a baal mum. So maybe therefore, if the koyin's a baal mum, maybe that's a big psul. Smur says on this, Zar Yechir, I bring a proof from a Zar. We dashed already before that if a Zar, regularly Yisrael, does the avoid, he makes a psul in the korban, even though there's no psul of Zarus by a behema. So if you see, even though it does not apply to the animal, still it could pass on the korban. Smur says, no, mal Zar sheken ein lo takona. A Zar has no takona, there's no way to fix him up. If you're not born a koyin, you cannot become a koyin, there's no way to fix you up. Maybe that's why you pass on the avoid. That would be fixed up after the aninus goes away. Maybe it is not possible to get a carbon. Smor says, Baal mum yechir, I bring a proof from a baal mum. A kohen that's a baal mum, even though it's efshe to fix up, it's efshe the mum will go away, still he passes the carbon. And therefore, v'chazar hadin, we return and learn over again, that leiroi zeh, keroi zeh, leiroi zeh, keroi zeh. This is not like that. Hatara shavashem, what's the common, what's the weather equal in? What's the atzara shavashabem, shein muzhorin, that is allowed not to do the avoida? Or baal mum has allowed not to do the avoida, and an oinein has allowed not to do the avoida. And therefore the limit is, v'im ovdu chidlu. If they do the avoida, they mechalo the carbon, they make a psul in the carbon. And so afan yovi oinein, the same thing I'll bring an oinein also. Shein muzhor, he also has nazar an oinein, he's not allowed to do the avoida. And therefore, if he does the avoid, it'll be mechalo. We'll make it so. Now the Moskasha, Heichid Muzer, where is the olav? Where does the Torah say clearly in Einein is also to do the avoida? Elaim, if you want to tell me, learning out from this passage that says that a kohen gadol does not have to leave the base of Midrash when he's in Einein. Mashma, regular kohen has to, from our says if so, chilu begufek sivvei. Says the word chil here in itself. So you don't have to learn out from a Kabbal Chaymah then. If you're learning out from this Pasuk, it's a Chil Chilu. El Arado, Mehein Hikrivu, from the Pasuk of Aaron HaKoyin. That Aaron said back to Moshe, was it them? Did my sons bring the Avodah? No, it was me. And why not my sons? Because it was also for them to do it. They were Noinim. Uksavran, he holds, Mifnei Aninus Nisrafu. The reason why the Korban was burnt was because they were Noinim. So Aaron was answering back and saying that, listen, it wasn't me, it wasn't my sons. Because if it would have been my sons, then it was good. It would have been deserved to be burnt.
Yeah.
So therefore, since there's a law from here, we learn out, Anoinin is also to do the avoidah. We have a Kal V'Chaymah now, who adin, he also makes a psul in the carbon. Now the Gemara says, no, Ikul Mifrach, where you could ask the question of your Ikul Mifrach, Ma liyatzara shavashabem, Shekein loy hutra mikloloi. There's never a heter miklal. Zar and a baal mum never has a heter. Every zar is also to do the korban. Any baal mum is also to bring the korban. Mashenkin and noinein is hutra mikloloi by a kohen gadol, like we just said. A kohen gadol, even though he's a noinein, he's allowed to do the avoida. So maybe the psul of oinein is not so strong as the psul of zaris and baal mum, so I can't learn it out. Where it says Tomei Yechir, I bring the proof from Tomei, and then there we know also Sutsu Mikloloi by a Korban Sibel. Rashi said the pasuk says Pomayade and Udashu Afilu Betuma. The Imovat the Korban Yochid Chilu. Now if a Kohen brings a Korban Yochid when he's Tomei, he's Mechalo the Korban. Says he clearly, even though a Tomei which is Sutsu Mikloloi, still now when it's also for him to do it, he's Mechalo the Avoida. So the same thing should apply to a Noinim. No, the Mor says, Ma le tomei shekein mitama. A person of tomei has a chumrah that he can be matam other things. He can make something else tame. Marshank and anointing, he can't make anything else anointing. And the Gemara, Hanach Yechichai, the other ones, a Zar or a Balmum could prove. A Zar cannot make another Zar. A Balmum can't make another Balmum. And so the apostle, so you see who Adin Tomei, it's not the reason because it's Matam or something else. And therefore, because of Adin, I learn out backwards one from the other. And Atzara Shabbos Shabbos, what's the common denominator over here? What's Atzara Shabbos Shabbos, Shem Mosorin, again, that there's a love. Many times there's a love, we said the Avoid is Mechulam. For the Gemara of Lifa, why don't we ask the question, but Lifa, we still should ask, Mali Atzara Shabbos Shabbos,
Shekein loy hutro miklolon eitzo kain god of the korban yochid. As the other psulim, there's no heter by a korban yochid. Rashi zar loy hutro miklolon. Whereas tuma is not hutroy by a korban yochid. It's only by a korban sibus hutro. Ma shenken is oinen a kain god that's an oinen is hutar even by korban yochid. So that's this kasha. Someone says back, no, I'll tell you, Shem Tumma Miwishtari. He also know that Lamaitza, the Shem Tumma is Mutta by Korban Sibur. Hilkach Lav Pircha. Therefore, it's not called a Pircha. Therefore, it learns out, how do we know that my name is Possel from this Kabachayma? Now the Mor says, Rav Misharshi says, Ati the Kabachayma mi Yashav. Again, how do we know that my name? If he does the avoid, he makes the psul in the korban. I learn out a kavachoyma from the psul of Yeshu sitting down. Or my Yeshu, my dech of the kohen is just sitting down. Shaychot, locher is it allowed to eat kochim? A kohen's allowed to eat from the korban when he's sitting down. There's no psul to eat when you're sitting down. My Yeshu shaychot, still im ovad chilul. If he does the avoid, the b'shas he's sitting down. He's mechalul the avoid, like we'll learn later out from Sukkim. How do we know he's mechalul? But he's mechalul the avoido. If so, Einein, Shein Oichli has no right to eat when he's an Einein. Is Einein Din Shemav Achil isn't the Svar for sure if he does the Avoid the Shemavad Chil, he should be Mechalel? The Mar says, no. Ma li Yoshev, Shekein Posol li Eidus. I'll tell you, Yoshev is worse because Yoshev has a Psul even by Eidus. An Eid is not what I say Eidus. When he's sitting down, he has to be standing up. We have before, the Yom Du Shom Shnei Anoshim, the Yom Du Shom Anoshim. Meaning the Edom have to stand up. Maybe the psul of Yeshiv, that's why it makes the psul in the carbon. But maybe only not. Gemara says, Ni Yeshiv Talmud Chochem. But I call upon him, there's a case of a Yeshiv with a Talmud Chochem, he's allowed to sit down even the Sayedis. Therefore you see that Yeshiv does not always have a psul by Edis. Gemara says, But I call upon him, Mal Hashem Yeshiv, she came possibly Edis. Enoch Nami, there's a case of a Talmud Chochem, he's allowed to sit down. But Stam Eidus are not allowed to sit down. So you have the shame psul of Yoshev by Eidus. So maybe that's why it's more common by Kochim that will even make up psul. Mashenkin Oinin, maybe does not make up psul. So Mora says, I'll tell you, shame Yoshev with Peruch. He doesn't ask this for a question, shame Yoshev. Even though you have the case of Yoshev, but since there's also a case of a Yoshev that's Kochim by Eidus, he doesn't ask this for psul. Therefore, Abakal Bechayma, Madach Yoshev that could eat. If he does the avoider sitting down, he passes the avoider. So an einin there's not allowed to eat. For sure, if he does the avoider, he'll pass the eidus. And Mar says the imtim slain the parch. Even if you want to say we do make a pircha that Yoshev has a psul by eidus, I tell you, ask him Yoshev of mechad nihanach. Enichanami, I learn out from Yoshev and one of the other ones. So from together, I have this kavuchayma that einin would also pass the avoider. Again, Sefer Mishnah says. My name is Postal, so the Gemara says, my Rav says, Loishonu, this was only learned, Ela b'Korban Yochid. Only by a Korban Yochid, if an Einin brings a Korban Yochid, then he'll passel the Korban. Abel, the Korban Sibur Marata, but you know, if an Einin, a Kain that's an Einin, brings a Korban Sibur, then the Korban is good. Why? Kal v'choyme mitum, the kal v'choyme from Hichos Tumah. Ma tumash lehutru meklolai. Eitz Kohen Gadol, if a Kohen Gadol is Tomei, he has no right to do the Avodah, it's only Huta the Psul Einin, but not the Psul Tuma. If so, the Korban Yochid. There's no Heta of a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah by Korban Yochid. When it's Tomei, still Hutra Eitz Hedjit, the Korban Sibur, by regular Korban Sibur. He's allowed to do it. No, it's Tumas Hutra, but Sibur.
is so an inus that the Kohen's an oining shehut on the klal eitz of Kohen Gadol the korban yochid. But the Torah says that Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring even a korban yochid when he's an oining. If so, in the din isn't the svara shehut ru eitz of Kohen hedyit for korban tzibur, but if a regular Kohen hedyit is an oining and he wants to bring a korban tzibur, that it should be hutra. Like ma dich tumah, he's not hutra by a Kohen Gadol. Still, it's hutra by a korban yochid, by a hedyit for a korban tzibur. If so, aninus, which is hutra by a Kohen Gadol for korban yochid, isn't it for sure there should be hutra for any Kohen to do it on a Kohen, on a korban tzibur? The Gemara says no. Maskiv lo rova bar yiloi loy tuter aninus eitz for Kohen Gadol the korban yochid mikal v'chaim. I'll tell you no. But I have a sword to say that even the din aninus, because the Torah says it's mutter for Kohen Gadol, maybe it only applies to a Kohen, to a korban tzibur, but not to a korban yochid. And Adrab, I'll tell you now, a svara again that loy tutra should not be hutar. And ninos eitz a Kohen Gadol the korban yochid, bringing a korban yochid, maybe it's not mutter. They have a kavu chayma. Omato mashu hutra eitz a Kohen hedyit bit tzibur loy hutra eitz a Kohen Gadol the korban yochid madr the din tuma. That it's hutar bit tzibur, a korban tzibur is mutter even for a Kohen hedyit to bring it. Mashenkin by Kohen Gadol. There's no heter of tuma. Loi huter eitzel Kohen Gadol the korban yochid. There's so aninus that after the regular Kohen of Zenoinen, loi huter eitzel Kohen hedyit the korban tzibur. By Kohen hedyit, there's no heter at all when he's Zenoinen. He has not allowed. He's not allowed to do the avodah at all, even for korban tzibur. As a, by a Kohen hedyit, there's no heter when he's Zenoinen to do the avodah even for korban tzibur. If so, ain't a din isn't the svara shloitut eitz a Kohen Gadol the korban yochid, that a Kohen Gadol should not be allowed to do the avodah on a korban yochid when he's anointing. Maybe that was only by korban tzibur, not by korban yochid. Now the Gemara says the biggest svara now, another svara. V'tusar tum eitz a Kohen Gadol the korban yochid mikal v'chaima. Really, I should have a kavachaima now to say that a Kohen Gadol, even though he's tameh, he could bring a korban yochid. And it's like this: ma aninus, ma the psul of aninus. Shlehu to write sekoyin hedyit for korban tzibur. We do not find a heter of aninus at all by a koyin hedyit, even by a korban tzibur. Still, we're not allowed to do the avodah. Who to write sekoyin gadol the korban yochid? If you want to say that an aninus is mutter for koyin gadol, even by a korban yochid, now they're playing around with svaras. On your tzad to say that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avoid even of a korban yochid when it's an oinein, if so tuma, the psul tuma shehu tru eitz a Kohen hedyit the korban tzibur, if the regular Kohen, if the korban tzibur tum is hutra b'tzibur, let her bring the korban even though you're tamei. Is ain't a din, isn't it a svara shehu tru eitz a Kohen Gadol the korban yochid? Isn't it a svara for sure that a Kohen Gadol, even though he's tamei, should be allowed to bring a korban yochid even? And if you want to get another svara, for the tursa tumo eitz a Kohen hedyit for korban tzibur, maybe if you want, I could even make a svara like this to say that a Kohen hedyit has no right at all to bring a korban tzibur when he's tamei. And the kavu chayma or ma aninus, ma just the psul of aninus, shoot for eitz a Kohen Gadol be korban yochid. If you want to tell me a Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring the avoida even by a korban yochid when he's a nine, still loy hutra eitz a Kohen hedyit be korban tzibur. If a Kohen hedyit's a nine, he has no right to bring even a korban tzibur. If so tuma, the psul tuma shloy hutra eitz a Kohen Gadol be korban yochid, that there's no heter for Kohen Gadol to, when he's tummy, to bring a korban yochid. Is then a din, isn't it a svara shloy tuta be Kohen hedyit be korban tzibur? Isn't it a svara that a Kohen hedyit should not have a right to bring a korban tzibur when he's tummy? So if you're working, once you're working with your svaras, you go all around all different types of svaras. Like you have in parentheses here, b'loitusar, enoi, nuta, v'tumma, yochid, yochid, tzibur, simon. These are all simonim. In other words, if you want to make these kavachaymes, you could change around all the lochis. Samora says, what's talk of the yemes? El arad, equal mifik. That's a question like this. Hochi, el equal mifik.